The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. This is live. It's not Memorex. It is the 31st day of January, 2019. And I've got a surprise joiner, front seat shotgun kind of guy. Are you down there in God's waiting room anywhere?
Yes, and I'm cold. It's still cold down here.
You flipped Mike out. You paused so long, he thought he didn't have you.
I'm here. Here, ready to go.
Sounds like you're messing around with a cold.
No, that's just me trying to have my sexy radio voice on.
But I heard some sniffles. I'm sorry, two people are trying to talk at the same time.
I'm good. I'm healthy.
He's going to reconnect with you because it was doing the same thing it was Monday.
Gremlins. Okay, yeah. Do it again.
Okay. What, they don't have bandwidth? They don't have 5G out there radiating the old people down in Florida? Then it goes, does he have the other one? Does he have the, well, we need to get him installed on that. Yeah, for what we're talking about here while we're doing the reconnect, what was that? Was Twitch, and that was the gamer site. We went to that site because it had good audio. Well, obviously, it's a gamer site. Once they found out we were using that for transmission of high-quality audio and we weren't paying anything for it, oh, my God, they had a nitpicky. Now, Skype has screwed up, and this is intentional, folks. I mean, it works, and it works great, and it works for a long time, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work. It gets all janky, cuts out, whatever. They were fully aware of what people were doing with Skype. You know, I mean, conference call, business calls, you know, whatever. But when it came to radio, these people that just connect to the internet and they go on radio and satellite using that. Yeah. So now there's another one. And I must thank you. You're publicly, Dave. I don't know if you want me using your last name or not. But he invented a brand new audio thing, and it's on his server, and nobody can screw with it. So if we have the old one down in God's waiting room waiting, are. Yeah, we got a new thing we want you to put on your computer, your Skype or the Twitch or whatever you're using. It's not good. And this one, yeah, I've been told, is pretty much a crash-proof, ironclad, go-ahead-and-mess-with-me kind of server. That if you try it, it'll blow up your computer forever and ever, amen. So we're going to hook you up with that.
Okay, sounds good. Actually, I talked to Dave about it, so yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. Well, then
I know Dave pretty good, so I've worked with Dave before.
Well, why is it that everybody I know you now know?
Well, you knew him because he was on your show. He was on your network.
Yeah, but okay, never mind. Well, I had a couple of days off here, not 2 days I wanted to spend off, but there's another strain of flu out there. and yours truly on the end of the line here down in Florida, you know, thought he'd make jokes about me not being on the air. Well, and I didn't feel, first day I felt kind of, yeah, really bad. But it was those HPSs, and I won't tell you what the S stands for, but it was high pressure. Second day, yesterday, yeah. I had, Steve?
Yes.
I was thinking a lot about this, and I thought, you know what? I went back through my memory hole here and start digging out advice that I'd given to people about health conditions and whatever else. And, you know, I told people, I said, you know, when you get a fever, you get sick, what's the first thing people do?
Take some Tylenol, bring your temperature down.
Yep. And what is the exact wrong thing to do with a body that's elevating its own temperature to cook out the disease?
Actually, that's what it is. It's your body's defense mechanism to tell you to get your white blood cells in order. And basically it starts to reproduce white blood cells to attack the infection. It's a nice warning sign. Actually, there's only a certain amount of temperature that's too excessive that I say you actually have to take something. But most of the time, you never get that hot.
Well, I would say anywhere northward of, what, 102?
Yeah, right around 102, 102.5, we start to say, you better take some Tylenol because it's probably gonna rise a little more. Other than that, it usually stops before 102, and your white blood cells are doing their job to attack the infection.
And what's the other advantage to this? When your body temperature rises, you don't have cold feet anymore, do you? Or cold hands, what's that indicative of? Poor circulation. Sure. So your body heats up, your white blood cells go into overdrive, and they're on a hunter-killer mission throughout your body. And that body heat opens up, oh, that's right, capillaries. It goes to every little nook and cranny of your body. But this thing, this flu thing, it wasn't northward of my navel. Let me put it to you that way. the thought struck me. And I thought, why did I not ever think of this before? Now, in the alternative health markets out there, there's a lot of good products. There's some that aren't so good. People with no conscience, they'll try to market any kind of snake oil and tell you that it works. Just ask the Rockefeller when he used to tramp around in his wagon with his top hat and the silver dollars on the brim of his hat. That's what that guy did. He sold snake oil. And who could turn down Mr. Rockefeller? At any rate, long story short, it occurred to me that this is the human body's cleansing program.
Yep.
Now, what do people do when they start to get the looseness? They start grabbing for kale pectate. Oh, I got to stop this. They're getting sick. Their temperature goes up, so they're taking aspirin to lower the temperature. And then they take kale pectate or something to slow down what your body is trying to do. It's got wisdom, man. It already knows what to do. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I would refer to as God's natural made flesh. And that's what your body does. You described it to me, Steve, as your body is ridding itself of these toxins.
Yep.
And it's dumping a bunch of fluid into your stomach and your bowels and all that stuff. And it's eliminating it as fast as it possibly can. Unfortunately, yesterday, I didn't feel that bad, except my warning cycle was about 4.5 seconds. I could go 10 feet, but if I tried 11 or 12, forget it.
Yeah, the same also goes with vomiting, John. Your body's telling it's got to get rid of this poison.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to stop that. Let it go.
Yeah, get it out. But we have been taught with people that have products, they're going to go in there and they're going to massage your symptoms. That ought to make you feel better. Well, it's not really making you, in long term, it's not making you better at all. It's like what we've discovered about zinc. There was a product that came out, and it was Zicam. Remember that when it first came out? It contained zinc. Now, guess what it doesn't contain? Zinc. Now, why would a company do that? Because here's the deal, folks, and I've talked to Vince Finelli. He's had some massive sinus and lung infections, and you know, you understand the process. You've got your little what do they call those little nose flush things?
Oh, yeah, the Neti Pot. Love it.
And here's what happens with you folks. This stuff gets plugged up. It's got no place to go. It's a breeding ground for the very bacteria that's making you sick, the virus or the bacteria that's making you sick. It's got no place to go.
Right down to your lungs.
And then it goes down into your lungs. You got it.
Nice, warm lungs. It's moist. Boy, ooh, it's just loving it down there.
Yeah, and the cold weather, you know, humidity. Yeah, just exhale when you're outside up north right now. You'll see how much, exactly how much humidity that you're expelling with every breath you take.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the people that have the symptom relievers that are making tons of money. You don't want to feel that. Well, that's indicative of pretty much of the entire pharmaceutical. They're not there to cure anything. I don't know how these people get permits from the FDA or whatever. You know, they're fond of saying, well, this, you know, if you're not certified and pay god-awful amounts of money to have your stuff certified, they don't even check their own stuff, let alone yours. They just want the money. And most of it is what? It's treating the symptoms.
Lessen the symptoms.
Yep. Lessen the symptoms. Not let's get rid of the problem that's causing those symptoms. No. Let's just... So, in the last couple of days, I did this with a knowing smile on my face, if you can believe that.
I do believe it. I saw something today. The probably... Talk about big pharma irresponsibility. They don't even try to tell you to stay on a diet. It was a diabetes drug, insulin, and shows this one actor, big cheeseburgers coming down from an umbrella, from one of these little parachutes coming down, and he's already thought about, well, that's, I'm going to eat that. First of all, that's not on the diet of a diabetic, but he's going to take extra insulin to combat. His blood sugar is going to go through the roof because he's eating things he's not supposed to eat. He's already overweight, which is insulin resistance. But this cheeseburger coming down with a little parachute. And I've actually known people who've done this. I'm going to eat that big giant piece of cake, and I'm going to give myself 10 extra units of regular insulin. And they'll do this. People do this. I'm blown away. But here's a pharmaceutical that's saying, go ahead, eat what you want to eat. You're covered. Go ahead and take some more insulin. You're covered. Don't worry about it. It's amazing.
Unless you are too late and your blood pressure rises, like what happens to an overheated thermometer? Doesn't it pop through the top?
Yeah, it does.
Man. By the way, this I cannot turn this down. You sent it over to me, and I had seen it. Somebody had sent it to me, I think, about the same time you did. Now, I have never seen a better explanation of what people that think in this country they're entitled to, no matter where that money comes from, how they have to get it. All they know, they have a need, and they've got the tooth fairy there to provide everything that they're wishing for. And it's called a $50 lesson. Now, folks... This is in story, short story terms, this is as easy and as plain as it gets. I recently asked my friend's little girl what she wanted to be when she grows up. She said she wanted to be president someday, and both of her parents, liberal Democrats, were standing there. So I asked her, if you were president, what would be the first thing that you would do? She thought about it, replied, I'd give food and houses to all the homeless people. Well, and of course, the parents, upon hearing that, they just beamed from ear to ear. They were happy that their little girl gave that answer. Wow, what a worthy goal, I told her. But you don't have to wait until you're president to do that. You can come over to my house and mow the lawn, pull weeds, and sweep my yard. I'll pay you $50. Then I'll take you over to the grocery store where the homeless guy hangs out, and you can give him the $50 to use toward food and a new house. Little girl thought about that and thought about it for a few more seconds, and then she looked at me straight in the eye and asked, why doesn't the homeless guy come over and do the work and you can just pay him the $50? I said, welcome to the Republican Party. Her parents still aren't speaking to me. And that, does that not say it all?
Yeah. Yeah, thank Greg for that one. Wow. Sends me a lot of good stuff.
Wow. That's, yeah. Well, thanks, Greg, by way of this guy.
Good guy.
Wow.
Sends me a lot of good stuff.
But see, people are not thinking of socialism in terms, you know, they're thinking socialism, foreign countries that practice that socialism stuff. And folks, this is where they tax the living snot out of you, take just about everything you've got, and then the government and its infinite wisdom to help other people. This is not helping you, by the way. Because in this country, you had the right to tell people to keep their hands off of your itty-bitty. And if they reach for it, you could kind of smack their hand, kind of, so to speak. But if you think about socialism, what was the 2008 bailout, folks? That was pure and simple socialism. The banks went in Adventureland someplace, start running up all this debt, putting out phony paper and mortgages and all this toxic crap on the markets. That's what caused it to collapse. So, what's the natural thing? Well, we can't let this go because it's going to crash our economy. The stock markets are going to react negatively to this. And, well, these banks might go out of business and they're carrying too much debt and blah, 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 and on and on and on it went. All the hand-wringing, all the dire warnings. And, yeah, okay, yeah, I got that. Banks shouldn't have been doing it. They've done it. But then they went to the government for the guarantees. Now, folks, I don't know what planet you live on, but I don't see the governments in business of making profit to return to the citizenry. In other words, our corporation here in America called the United States government is not in a business of producing a product, making a profit, and then taking from that profit to spread to the people. No, 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 no. If they can't take it from you right here, right now, what they're going to do is borrow it and just put it on the ledger book as an IOU. And guess who gets to pay that? It's the last part of I.O., and that's you. Now that, my friend, is nothing but redistribution of wealth. I don't give a damn what the reason is. I don't care how noble it sounds, but that's what it is. And these wonderful people did this to the tune of between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion. I've seen them, and you really have to dig for this, Steve, through back channels and back masking and muffled words underneath a pillow, you might hear, well, there's a 400 trillion or 500 trillion. Not really a specific number, not a bold statement. Okay, here's what it is. Now it floats around. Well, you know, there could be 200 trillion. We just don't know. Yes, they know. What they don't want you to know is what they know. But you see, you already know, so you're that far ahead. Now, Steve,
sir,
this is not going to get any better because guess what's not building the strength? They keep talking about the strength of the U.S. dollar. Dollar's worth about 2 cents now. From a high, originally, it was worth 100 cents per dollar, and then it was worth less and less. Well, let me put it to you in terms that really makes it sound as serious as it is. Your 100-cent dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. So I don't see the dollar strengthening here. I just see the dollar continuing to weaken. And you might have noticed this out there, folks. It's showing up on your grocery shelves. It's showing up in building supplies and products. It's showing up all over the place. What is it called? What is their favorite word, Steve? It's inflation, but it's really the devaluation. They got to keep charging you more for the same product you bought yesterday or last year or whatever the case may be, and it was cheaper. Well, was it really cheaper? That's arguable, but they had to raise the price of it because, well, the currency's worth even less. Folks, this is a bridge too far. This is something that you'll never come back from. And it's got to change. Aaron's back from Colorado, huh? We'll take his call after the break.
Of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Somebody's watching me. Aaron in Colorado, you're up. You know, this is the second day this guy has done this. He calls in. During the break, he drops.
That's odd.
It's not odd. It's a pain in the brucitis.
It's a three-minute break. Kid in white, 3 minutes, huh?
Well, do me a favor, Mike. You get another call from Aaron, just don't answer it, okay? If you do, don't put it on my screen. Not interested. I think it's one of the Coloradans that kind of, there's two groups out there that I saw when I was in Colorado. The distinct Coloradans, which have their own view of the world. And then you got Texans that moved to Colorado. and guess what the Coloradans don't like? They don't like them damn Texans because they're a stiff-necked bunch. At any rate. Did you...
I'm doing where Vero always does that. He does that. When he gets frustrated, does that.
Did you get a chance to, and Ernest, thank you for sending my friend up in Michigan. Thank you for this. Did you see the Obama following his gay sex toy pages on Twitter?
I did see that.
Now, we checked this thing out, folks, and it's solid. And how dumb. Now, or how arrogant. I think this is more arrogance than dumbness. Yeah. This guy goes on a Facebook page David Harris Jr., which is a foo-foo. And there is Barack Obama posting on that thread. Now, the stories were out there that Barry Sartoro was in fact gay. I had seen photographs of him in Hawaii. One time he was wearing a lizard suit, which was particularly attractive, I thought. But there had been rumors circulating that Barack Obama was as queer as a $3 bill. Well, lo and behold, guess what? And it immediately, you know what my thoughts turned to? You know, all the people that claimed that, well, the Michael, the guy he was married to, that in fact she is kind of a transgender kind of a person. And some would argue that she still has her maleness attached. Now, I don't know about that because I've never seen any pictures of Michael Obama disrobed. But this about Barack, yeah, it's legitimate.
Yeah, I saw that.
And this guy that...
The laughing was hilarious.
It's the most genuine belly laugh I have heard in years.
Very funny stuff.
Did you put it
on the website?
Oh, Mikey, did we put it on the website? Check and see. Because if it ain't, it needs to be there. No. Well, I'm just going to play the thing. Hey,
okay.
Mike, open the pot. Thank you. Now, this is on Facebook, on David J. Harris, David J. Harris Jr. Okay. It's on his site.
All right, folks. I got to bring you some breaking news here. I'm on a page on Twitter. You can see I'm on Twitter's page. This page kind of speaks for itself. We can read down here. I'll scroll up a little bit. What this page is about, okay? And now we got to look and see who is following.
By the way, this is Flesh Jack, is the number one gay sex toy in the world.
This page! I couldn't believe it when this was sent to me. I had to go look at it for myself. But what in the world is this man doing? Now, I know what you're thinking. Maybe it's a fake account, right? That's what I thought. I thought maybe this right here is a fake account of his. Look at what happens when I click on his icon. It hurts. This is his real page, folks. 104 million followers. This is the real Barack Hussein Obama's page. Look at this. He's got pictures in here. This is the real page of him. Barry Sartoro is his real name. I couldn't believe it. We got to go back. Look at. Let me go back up here. I'm going to backspace. You see, I'm not playing with anything here on Twitter. I'm backspacing.
That is infectious. By the way, the guy's page that's doing this, he's black.
Yes.
And he posted a picture of Michelle or Michael Obama and Barry. She was looking very much like a very young man. She did not look feminine at all in the pictures I saw. She looked like a boy. She looked more masculine Barack than Barack does.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad. Works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Can you take it off my caller screen? Thank you. All right.
You know, that was my last concert leaving California. This guy right here, Kenny Loggins. Great show. He actually did this song.
All right. Now we're going to get into some heavy-duty stuff here.
All right, heavy-duty. Let's do it.
All right. Tom Wheeler, he's the former chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, says the potential for billions of dollars in profit for the U.S. telecom corporations justifies rolling out 5G technology without testing or even discussing the possibility that it could cause psychological disorders and cancer. He really says that. And much more you will not like prior to being appointed by... We were just talking about the gay one, President Barry Sartorio. Wheeler worked as a venture capitalist, and guess what? A lobbyist for the cable and wireless industry, holding positions including president of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, and CEO of the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association. As is customary for FCC chairman, he resigned when President Trump, his administration, began. Now, who put this out is Tia Jolie Phillips, and I thank you for doing this. She edited this up for content, not to change the tone or the tenor or the message, content of it. And she added some really creepy music to this, which is more than apropos. Folks, you need to hear this, because what they're telling you is this is billions of dollars and we're going for it. That's more important than your health.
The big game changer is that 5G will use much higher frequency bands than previously thought viable for mobile broadband and other applications. Such millimeter wave signals have physical properties that are both a limitation and a strength. They tend to travel best in narrow and straight lines, and they do not go through physical objects as well. But brilliant engineers have developed new antennas that can aim and amplify signals. Now, to make this work, the 5G build-out is going to be very infrastructure intensive, requiring massive deployment of small cells. I'm confident that the actions will lead to a cornucopia of unanticipated, innovative uses and will generate tens of billions of dollars in economic activity. And that's damn important, because it means that U.S. companies will be the first out of the gate. And that is why 5G is a national priority. And stay out of the way of technological development.
Yeah.
Unlike some countries, we do not believe that we should spend the next couple of years studying what 5G should be or how it should operate. The future has a way of inventing itself. Turning innovators loose is far preferable to expecting committees and regulators to define the future. We won't wait for the standards. We're already seeing the industry gearing up to seize this opportunity. Verizon and AT&T tell us they'll begin deploying 5G trials in 2017. And the first commercial deployments they're talking about are expected in 2020. And we're not done. As part of our July 14 action, we also plan to ask for comments on opening up other high-frequency bands. Many of the high-frequency bands that we will make available for 5G currently have some satellite users, as well as some Defense Department applications, or at least the possibility of future satellite and defense users. This means sharing will be required between satellite and terrestrial wireless, an issue that is especially relevant in the 28 gigahertz band. But if anyone tells you that they know the details of what 5G is going to become, run the other way. If something can be connected, it will be connected. Hundreds of billions of microchips connected in products from pill bottles to plant waterers. We must reject the notion that the 5G future will be the sole provenance of urban areas. The 5G revolution will touch all corners of our country. A lot more antenna siting decisions by local governments and tightened our shot clock for siting application reviews. America's local governments will play an important role in determining how we fulfill this national priority.
Now, here is the short breakdown of this, and I'll continue this. Ultra-high frequency radiation, 24 to 100 gigahertz or more, aimed and amplified signals, massive deployment of towers, rake in billions of dollars, and there's no standards, no testing, anything goes. Trial deployments in 2017, what you're hearing here is the man giving a press conference at the National Press Club in 2016. That's why he said that preliminary testing in 2017 and the Mac Daddy rollouts and everything will be rolling just fine by 2020. Well, it already is. They're just not talking about it.
Right.
Share with satellite and military ops, everything and everyone must have a microchip or an IP. All areas, including rural, saturated with radiation. And what this basically is to bribe the local government representatives and then to fast track all local deployment. We'll finish this. And there's a questions to him after his presentation at the press club that you will find rather fascinating.
You can be sure of only one thing. The biggest Internet of Things application has yet to be imagined. Tens of billions of dollars in economic activity. And that's damn important.
Four weeks later, at the very same press conference, or press club.
Ask a question, we'll start with you. Sir.
Needn't egg me on this one. Moments ago, I was attempting to talk to some people who came to attend the meeting and have concerns about radiation and 5G, and one of your security force intervened, told the guy he couldn't show me the T-shirt that he had wished to display at the meeting, forced him to put it away, and confiscated my FCC.
And that was, in case you're interested, that was actually a Bloomberg reporter, Todd Shields, that is sitting on the very same panel that this guy is asking his question from. Inquiring minds want to know.
DC issued ID. Is this consonant with the discussion that ought to be taking place here, and what's your reaction to this action by your staff?
The FCC confiscated his credentials because he spoke
about it for the first time.
About 5G.
Obviously, this is an open meeting, you know, and I'm sure that if your credentials have been mistakenly taken, you will get them back. But there is a responsibility for everybody who comes here to behave responsibly.
Last month, the government's own $25 million study by the National Toxicology Program, let me back up to make sure I catch this all, concluded that wireless radiation increases cancer. It's the government's own study. But rather than heeding this and thousands of other studies which indicate harm, our corporatized government urgently pushes a rollout of 5G communications at untested frequencies of 28 gigahertz to 100 gigahertz or more, and attempting to silence all questions about health risk.
By approving the Spectrum Frontiers order, the United States becomes the first country in the world to identify and open up vast amounts of high-frequency spectrum for 5G networks and applications. This is the most significant step yet.
He's asked the question here.
And our BDS proceeding is dealing with that issue.
Lydia. Hey, Tom, with the NCT study showing wireless causes cancer subthermally, how can we proceed with more wireless expansion with our 6D standards only recognizing thermal effects, ignoring thousands of studies showing cancerous effects, neurological effects, reproductive harm, immune...
Lydia, do you have a question?
I do have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll answer your question, Lydia.
Now, what he just did, the man that was asking the question was in that meeting legitimately. He is asking a legitimate question. What this man just did was acknowledged another questioner. And she's asking the question right now with a smile on her face, knowing the guy right before her got thrown under the bus. She's just beaming with pride that the FCC chairman went to her for her question.
Lydia Bayoud, Bloomberg BNA.
2 days earlier, he was asked the very same question. And this is how he replied. Talk to the medical people. No, I'm talking to you.
good idea. The non-industry medical people and researchers are trying to alert us that chronic wireless exposure is associated with a multitude of effects and symptoms. Now, there's graphics in this, and I don't want to bore the audience or, you know, but the non-industry studies, folks, 70% of the studies that are going on or have gone on say that there is harmful effects from 28 to 100 gigahertz. Well, guess what the industry studies show? Well, 32% maybe harmful effects, but 68% no effect whatsoever. Now, they need this very badly. They need the high-speed broadband. They need, they don't need the fire hose anymore, folks. They need a section of Niagara Falls and the volume there to make all the little devices, the TVs that are snooping on you, your, well, as the chairman said, your pill bottle or your medicine cabinet or your refrigerator or whatever the case may be to snoop and poop on you better, they've got to have their 5G. Now, I am not a technician, so to speak, but Steve.
Yes, sir.
Can't higher frequencies be delivered to your home via cable?
Yes, they could. We used to do that the old way, remember?
Or,
yeah, Ethernet. Yeah.
Or how about the fiber optics?
Yep.
Definitely. We just got our. A couple of years ago, I remember this very clearly because Ma Bell came in with a subcontractor and totally destroyed my front yard when they didn't have to. And I was having a problem them burying their stuff to tear up my stuff. Well, supposedly the contractor was supposed to come back and fix stuff. They didn't fix squat. And this wasn't the first time that they had done it. But the point being that my entire neighborhood, that's 15 years old, maybe 20, some of the houses might have been built a little bit earlier, but it's a relatively new development. And they've got cable in there. They've got fiber optics. They got everything you need. If you so desire, you know, super fast speeds. And right now, through I dumped satellite, I went to cable. And folks, my download speeds, 450 with about a 23 to 25 upload. That's pretty damn fast, and that's coming over the cable, and that's not even opened up all the way. I can get faster speeds. They're doing this irresponsibly and to the peril of the individuals. Don't we have enough cancers out there right now, Steve?
Too many. It's growing, yeah.
But these people, I mean, you saw the arrogance of this man. He was arrogant for a reason. It isn't that he believed it. It's he's paid to do it. As an FCC chairman, I'm sure this guy was skimming or he's being paid under the table. Because what sane individual would push a process or a program or a product that, and this is just not shade tree, tinfoil hat wearing stuff. This is real and real concerns, and there's real data on the information that this is harmful. And you people got upset about smart meters hanging on the side of your house? You ain't seen nothing yet. This is, Steve, I don't even know what the hell to call this.
Well, I call it Russian roulette. This kind of guy here is the kind of guy that works for a pharmaceutical that's pushing vaccines and these drugs, these lousy drugs. By the way, all these drugs you watch on TV, watch the very ending. They don't do this with vaccines because for some reason they don't, but with the drugs, you watch the side effects, the long list they talk and they spiel out, or they put a little tiny thing at the bottom of a disclaimer. But this is bad stuff. I talked to Eric Windheim about this, and he actually left Sacramento. He's moved out to the sticks to avoid all this extra radiation from the 5G. And you're right. We're going to see a ton more cancers. Now, I'm willing to bet this. I'm willing to bet Verizon and all the other telecommunication companies have protected themselves, just like the vaccine industry, to protect themselves from future lawsuits. I'm willing to bet these people have learned from Big Pharma to say, hey, you can keep the lawsuits away. just do this, this, and they'll even set up a little court or something to give you peanuts. But I'm willing to bet that they've set them up legally, that they'll be untouchable. I talked to Eric Wendheim about this. I said, did you try to stop us? He said, these people are so strong, Steve. Verizon, these telecommunication companies have so much money. It is dangerous. They will kill me. He said, I finally had to back off, and I'm moving out of Sacramento. He moved to somewhere in the sticks to avoid it. But serious stuff.
Well, from RCR Wireless, and folks, never fear. The government's here. We're here to protect you. And Congress is to investigate the FCC for collusion to eliminate local control over 5G deployment. But is it too late? But wait to hear what they're going to be investigating. Not whether it can cook your damn brain or cause your five-year-old to come down with tumors like some lab rat. Oh, no, 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 no. It's who's going to be making the decisions for the deployment. Man, if there's a shuttle leaving this planet right now, save me a seat. Beam me up, Scotty. There is no intelligent life down here. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So we got the government looking into it. House committee investigates FCC over 5G infrastructure order. The House Energy and Commerce Committee has asked the Federal Communications Commission to produce communications records between FCC employees and network operators related to the commission's recent order preempting local control and pricing of infrastructure access alleging that the FCC representatives may have acted improperly in support of an initiative that is likely to save operators billions in 5G deployment cost. And this is what they have said. It has come to our attention that certain individuals at the FCC may have urged companies to challenge the order the commission adopted in order to game the judicial lottery procedure and intimidated the agency would look unfavorably toward entities that were not helpful. Now, this is Chairman Frank Pallone, Democrat out of New Jersey, and Mike Doyle, a Democrat out of Pennsylvania, Chairman of the Subcommittee on Communications and Technology, in a letter to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. If true, it would be inappropriate for the FCC to leverage its power as a regulator to influence regulated companies to further its agenda in seeking a more friendly court. Steve, they're talking about money here. They're not talking about health issues or concerns. They're just talking as if they strong-armed local communities and tried to preempt this stuff to get a faster jump on their deployment.
Yep. Yeah, we're in trouble.
Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I do have a cold. It was below 11 degrees below zero yesterday, last night.
In West Virginia? Wow.
And I somehow picked up something. Huh. But anyhow, I think what they're doing is getting rid of the cape. They're going wireless to protect all the, you know, so they don't have to maintain all the wire lines. We don't even have fiber optics right here where I'm at.
Oh, but
not that far.
I can guarantee you though, you're gonna get a box on a telephone pole or something to that effect out there in your neck of the woods, because they're not going to leave you all alone in West Virginia.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Well, they're already putting in smart meters, so I understand all that, and smart appliances and all that stuff. But the reason I was calling was I'd like it for somebody to explain to me, when people make these, like you said, a video or something where somebody's talking or whatever, why do they add that daggone music to where you know what I mean?
Well, that's the petty complaint department. Let me give you the grenade that has the pin that says pull the pin. No, I'm just joking with you. Look, I understand what you're saying, but this was for dramatic purposes. And it didn't overwhelm the audio track. What a lot of people will do, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't listen to their own work. They'll take a good video, and they'll lay a soundtrack over the top of it, and you're straining to hear what the original audio was.
Right.
Yeah. No, that wasn't this. No.
Right. Exactly. No, I know it wasn't you guys, but I'm just saying that that one was bad, but some of them is so bad you hardly hear what anybody's saying. Thank you. That's all I have.
Did you put the complaint department out sign, Steve?
No.
Okay.
Did not.
You know, it's funny. Somebody had emailed Julie today complaining about people just calling up on the air and just bitching. Sorry, Al. I know you're under the weather today, literally. All right. We'll take the top of the hour break here, folks. We'll be back in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, followed by my favorite sidekick from Mondays. Wait a minute here. Today's Thursday. What are you doing here? We'll be back with Steve Elkins as well right after this.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.